In just a short bit, we'll be singing perhaps my favorite Christmas carol of all, Joy to the World. Joy to the world, the Lord has come. That may be my favorite line of all to sing this very night. At my home church growing up, I would often attend the 11 p.m. service, and right around midnight, we would sing that great line, Joy to the world, the Lord has come. And it was like time itself turned. The season of Advent, of expectation, of anticipation would turn and become a season of celebration. And it all happened around that line, Joy to the world, that we sang together. But how do you sing Joy to the World, Christmas Eve 2021? For friends, this has been a tough year for joy, hasn't it? In fact, it's been a tough pair of years. Now, don't get me wrong, it's not like joy left the building or there were not wonderful opportunities for joy, that joy didn't break in wonderful ways these last couple years. COVID did not have the capacity to kill our joy. There was once a movie reviewer who thought a film was so bad that it did that for him. A reviewer for the Village Voice once wrote, Scary Movie 5 is so awful it murdered my capacity for joy. That's a scathing movie review. Could we say that about COVID? No way. We all have had moments of joy these past few years. Some of them came to us with family or with friends, out in nature. With the disruption of life as we knew it, we discovered God, friends in new ways. We found joy in healthcare providers caring for us, in seeing patients whose lives were changed and impacted. Compassion shown to others, solidarity and justice causes. Even as a church, there were times these last 2 years where we felt in a profound way the sense of connection we still had, even from our separate homes, to come together as one in mind and heart for worship, for prayer, for Bible study, for congregational events like barbecue and bluegrass. There were wonderful experiences of joy these past 2 years. Just one that I savor came exactly a year ago, Christmas Eve 2020. Some of you recall we weren't able to worship in this sanctuary, so we worshiped out in our parking lot. We had a big blow-up screen and did worship drive-in movie style, each one from our cars, or those who wanted to worship from their homes or from far away could do that as well. A big blow-up screen and projector where pre-recorded elements like what you saw with Jingle Bells Tonight were sent in advance, and we could all experience this worship service and these video elements together in real time. Everything went smoothly for the 5 p.m. service, but then for the later service, right in the middle of worship, right when our youth minister at the time was reading a book to children about Christmas and the shepherd, suddenly the lights went off, the projector went dark, and that big blow-up screen tottered and then came collapsing to the ground with audible sighs and people wondering what disaster this represented. And you might recall me in my robe and stole racing across the parking lot to try and see what had happened. We discovered we'd blown a circuit. So we plugged everything into a new circuit, waited for that screen to be blown up again, and got back to worship. And we sang Joy to the World that night. But what really brought joy to my heart was hearing afterwards about what had taken place right as that screen started to teeter and then collapse. I learned that Jennifer had been worshiping from her car. And Jennifer Stetson texted my wife, Jill Caldwell, worshiping in her car along with my daughter, Lucy, just one number, 2020. 2020, screen collapsing, everything going blank right in the middle of a worship service, 2020. But remembering that very night, thinking back on that in the days that followed for the staff and members and others who recalled it, it brought great joy. You know, that was life in the pandemic. Worship, making all these plans, trying to use technology to come together and worship and persevere through it all, have your efforts collapse to the ground then you adapt. You make changes. You jump right back in, and you continue worshiping God, and you laugh about it afterwards. There were moments of great joy these past 2 years. But joy also had a tough time, didn't it? Joy had a struggle, it seems like, struggle to break through. Even in that worship service out in the parking lot, even in the laughter that followed, there was still a sense that we weren't able to yet gather freely to worship. As we gather tonight and gather then, people were masked. It was like there was a reminder all around us that COVID was still with us, that a deadly virus was unleashed on the world, and we were in the midst of it. Yes, there was joy, but it was a joy always constrained, wasn't it? It couldn't expand, couldn't explode, erupt to fill heaven and earth. It was a joy attenuated. That's what it seems like we had so often in 2020 and 2021. Tonight, even though we can finally worship in person again, we are still masked. Some of us are at home, either because they're sick or still want to stay distant. We can worship God together in person or online, and there is great joy in that fact, but ours is still a joy attenuated. Can you sing joy to the world with a mask on? Can you sing joy to the world in days of COVID-19 and the Omicron variant? Of all nights, shouldn't this be the one night we can sing with abandon? And yet COVID is still with us. So we wear masks to protect one another, to guard our neighbor and to hinder the virus's spread. And we worship at home to maintain distance. Our song of joy is constrained. But I wonder if that isn't the right way to sing joy to the world. Whether it be through a mask, whether it be through the obstacles and struggles you and I see today in our world. Singing joy to the world masked or from our home, singing it mindful. There are still threats in the air, singing it when we can't yet fully erupt in full-throated abandon at a joy that has transformed heaven and earth. There is a rightness to that, isn't there? For the fullness of joy about which we sing is not yet here. Not yet. As you look to the Christmas story, did you notice that as time itself turned, as we move from a period of history before the birth of Jesus to after the birth of Jesus, joy didn't fill all the earth and heavens that moment. Sure, joy did come to some shepherds. Angels sang of good news of great joy that would be for all people. There was joy that night. The shepherds surely knew it as they visited Jesus. But then, as they went back out into the world, that world was still one of struggle, of having to keep sheep, of pain. You remember later in Matthew's gospel that we read how the very world into which Jesus was born, wrapped in swaddling clothes and laid in a manger, would be the very world where Jesus faced threats from a tyrant like Herod and his murderous rampage. The world into which Jesus was born and brought joy would be the very world that put our Savior to death. The joy that came with our Savior's birth was real. But it, even back then, was a joy attenuated, constrained. Well, tonight, Christmas Eve 2021, we hold the rich and wonderful joy that our Savior came. God is with us, but the fullness of joy He promises, that is still to come. The full healing of creation, the ending of all injustice, the very defeat of death to which our Savior's life and ministry, His death and resurrection points, that day is not yet this day. And there are so many reminders of that fact. This past Wednesday, I was talking to some of the folks who were coming for the Shower of Hope ministry that takes place on our campus. They come to get a shower, people who might be experiencing homelessness, or get a haircut from Josh, or this last Wednesday night to get a hot meal. And they were sharing with me then and yesterday as well how tough these times are, you know. Ordinarily, if you don't have a home, you face the challenges, the threats of assault or of someone coming to take your stuff or of disrupting you. Now there is the cold and rain also. There are ample reminders outside and inside that the world is not yet as it will one day be. The world is not yet as we yearn for it to be. Not yet. So how do we sing joy to the world tonight, December 24th, 2021? How do we sing constrained by all that's still wrong? How do we sing it masked? We sing it seems to me, looking backward and forward. We look back and savor the fact that Christ came to be with us in the mess. Christ came to be with us in the struggles, right in the midst of all the suffering, of whatever joys and challenges we know. Christ came to offer that peace which surpasses all comprehension to sisters and brothers who are facing homelessness, to us, to all the world. Christ came, and we can see glimpses of it in compassion, in love of neighbor shown by the body of Christ. We sing of a joy that came to be alive in our hearts, the joy that leads us to care for one another, to share the good news of Christ, to advocate for the poor, to encourage those even in the depths of disease or grief, and let them know they are not alone. We sing looking back at our Savior's birth. But we can also sing joy to the world in anticipation of that world we yearn for. You know, Joy to the World was originally written by Isaac Watts back in 1719, not in reflection on the birth narratives in Matthew and Luke. It was written instead as a reflection on Psalm 98 and of the great image that psalm presents of all earth finally in the future bursting forth in song. Joy to the World was a reflection on these words from Psalm 98. Let the floods clap their hands, let the hills sing together for joy in the presence of the Lord, for he is coming to judge the earth. He is coming. Joy to the world. It's not merely a celebration of what is, of what we have in Christ. It anticipates what we will have, what all the world will have, a joy that will come, and we can only imagine today. That's where we live, friends, in between times. So let's sing this great hymn of the faith, looking back to that blessed gift of Christ, looking forward to the full realization of joy. Let's sing, remembering and savoring that light that shines in the darkness, and still, 2,000 years later, the darkness has still not overcome it. Let's sing with joy. Stand, if you would, and sing with me, Joy to the World.